This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Jurors have convicted FTX founder and number two money donor to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election, Sam Bankman-Fried, on seven federal counts of fraud and conspiracy.
The month-long trial featured nearly 20 witnesses. Bankman-Fried potentially faces over 100 years in prison. The trial, initially projected to extend until Thanksgiving, concluded rapidly, with jurors reaching a verdict in just over 4 hours. I'm Dave Collins.
A woman is making history in the U.S. Navy. The Senate confirmed Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti as Chief of Naval Operations yesterday. She's the first woman to fill the role and will become the first woman to be a permanent member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Smith survived a lethal injection last year because the executioner missed his bane. Badwater Basin in Death Valley is a 2.5-hour drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, in Death Valley, California. It's the lowest point in North America at 282 feet below sea level. Badwater Basin is normally a salt flat left behind from an ancient lake. Well, that lake is back when Hurricane Hillary dropped over 2 inches of rain in 24 hours on Death Valley in mid-August. The lake is now covering 8 square miles. Clocks get turned back 1 hour at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, resulting in fewer daylight hours and a glaring sun in the morning for the near future. Bye-bye, daylight savings time. We are USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The House on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning support for Hamas, Hezbollah, and terrorist organizations on U.S. college campuses. The vote was 396 to 23. The resolution declares that support for Hamas and Hezbollah on campuses may lead to the creation of a hostile environment for Jewish students, faculty, and staff. The Biden administration is sanctioning hundreds more Russians and businesses. The sanctions announced yesterday go after Russia's future energy capabilities, sanctions evasions, and a suicide drone that's been knocking out Ukrainian troops and equipment. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's two oldest sons have finished their time on the stand in his civil trial in Manhattan.
Former President Trump's son Eric testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization on Thursday. That followed testimony from his brother Don Jr. Wednesday. Don Jr. spoke to reporters outside the courthouse after Eric's testimony.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they are victims. They are not saying that they were misled.
The state accuses Eric, Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They have all denied those allegations. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, the president and his family have, pretty much been mocking, you know, Republicans about the money laundering and what is being reported on as a bunch of smoke but no fire. Of course, you know, what would you expect from the mainstream media that continues to carry his water and protect him? But, you know, he pretty much says, well, look at you don't have any money. You know, that's where the Democrats, where's the money? You know, we're not seeing any money here. You guys are jumping up and down. And it's a nothing burger, so to speak. Well, the political commentator, John Fleetwood, joins us now. And he says that we're seeing evidence here. We're seeing the money now that Joe Biden received a laundered $40,000 paycheck from China. Hey, John Fleetwood, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm waiting on my $40,000 check from China. Did you get a $40,000 check from China?
Yeah, you know, I was just texting President Xi Jinping, and he's just running a little behind, and I think it should be in your inbox a little later today, Bill.
Well, thank you for holding him accountable and following up on that, just to make sure it gets into the right shell company that's in the Martinez family shell company. I think this is a new deal, and maybe that's why Biden needs to spend so much money on IRS agents, is because everybody's following his lead. You know, all the taxpayers of America are going to go out and set up, you know, 20 shell companies, you know, in order to hide our money. It's just like, hey, you know, it worked for Hunter, worked for Joe. Why not for us? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just sad. It's really just staggering how the mainstream media, they don't cover this. I mean, Associated mm-hmm. Press, CNN, I'm on Associated Press right now, and there's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got House approves nearly $14.5 billion in military aid for Israel. Biden vows to veto. So that's about Israel. They've got mm-hmm. another one here about the 2024 election, and that's it on their main mm-hmm. website. Nothing about this. And
yeah.
like we've talked about before, I mean, imagine if this was a Trump who did this, they'd be covering.
Oh my goodness, the ink would be flowing like crazy. You know, we were talking with Liz Peek from Fox News, and you know, a former Wall Street analyst this morning, and we were saying is that you know, all the distractions in the world, and this is the thing, you know, with Israel, Ukraine. 800,000 dead now in Ukraine. You know, the accumulative number from both sides, 800,000, almost a million people here, John. And all that is giving cover to Joe Biden and his corruption. And, you know, and it's one of those things that has, you know, it's an interesting dichotomy here, because on one hand you're saying this guy's not worthy to be the president. Well, and the number two in charge, I mean, she does not seem to be as mentally impaired as Joe Biden, obviously, but she's impaired. She didn't. I mean, with all due respect, she doesn't understand. I mean, it's like nobody sits down with her and says, "Okay, we're going to make you an AI czar." And I'm not even sure she understands what artificial intelligence is. I think Vivek Ramaswamy said, and I said something about this the other day about another one of the assignments that she got. I go, I don't even know that she knows how to spell it. And, yeah, you know, kind of definitely. Deal. Her response, I don't know if you saw her, her response on Twitter. It was like she was talking to a bunch of kindergartens. You know, AI, there's two letters. It stands for artificial intelligence. Gosh.
Sad.
It is. It's embarrassing. So on one hand, you say, okay, well, let's get rid of Joe Biden, obviously mentally impaired and all the other damage he's been doing the country. But then you got Kamala Harris. And I guess maybe for the Democrats, they say, well, I see, hey, we finally got a woman president. But, you know, is this the standard for all women that they want to look up to and say, wow, she was, you know, she was the one, she was the pioneer. She was the one that broke the glass ceiling. And when it seems like, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say she's out of her league. When you listen to her talk, I mean, she just seems like someone who wants political power. So she wants to be there. And, you know, good for you that you aspire to a position that is that high. But then once you're there, you have to be able to deliver.
Yeah.
You know, the whole fake it till you make it thing can only take you so far. But then once you're up to bat, you know, you got to be able to hit the ball.
Exactly. You got to make it. Exactly. Yeah. Fake it till you make it. But there is a positive outcome there. But, you know, so much of the Biden administration is the Peter Principle personified, where you've got these people, you know, rising to their level of incompetence. I mean, throughout this administration, I don't know. I mean, Buttigieg, Granholm, Mayorkas. I mean, go down the list. Where can you say, wow, you know, I'm sure glad they're part of the administration. I mean, we had, the cross-dressing nutcase that kept stealing people's clothing that they finally got rid of. I mean, this is such a joke. We've got an admiral, you know, that was a man and now, I mean, a female, and it's like, wow, I mean, who told you were going to look, and it sounds crass, and I probably shouldn't say it, so I'll stop. But anyway.
Well, to that point, I mean, as inept and corrupt as this administration is, not just Biden or Biden's family, but also the VP and Harris, and all of the administration, like those you just mentioned, yes, it's that bad. But here's something they're good at. They're good at, Biden's very good at taking money and laundering money from China. This is a pretty intricate scheme here. And I think it's good to walk through the details of exactly how this works. Because it's one thing how this works, because it's one thing to just say, well, you know, he took some money from China. But how does this work? And you can kind of see the cunning of Biden, as awful as he is with the border and foreign policy, he's very good at this. So the House.
Knowing Biden, you got to know this. He didn't create this. This has been something like back in the days when Watergate happened. I would say and said on a talk show then that this didn't come out of nowhere. This is a model and pattern that's been established over decades, and it's just gotten out of hand. And you can see the infrastructure of it, just like you can see the infrastructure of what Joe Biden's done. Joe Biden, he's not created anything. This guy's plagiarized how many times in his career? He just steals ideas in that. And he stole this idea and figured, okay, this is what's working in the Beltway. And, yeah, we can do this. I can leverage this. And then somehow, I don't know, and nobody's asking this question, is how does Obama give him cover? So is Obama, you know, the silent big guy whose beak is also getting wet in all this?
Yeah, you and I both know it goes even higher than Obama here, who's really pulling the string.
Right. I mean, hey, this under his administration, you got Joe Biden, who's dirty, Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State, who's dirty. You've got John Kerry, who's dirty. I mean, I don't know how many others, but this seems to be a pattern that was within the White House, the Obama White House. And so how does Barack Obama come away clean? Going to break. More from John Fleetwood after
final
this.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Just like that, as promised, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is John Fleetwood, the political commentator. John, you started to talk about, you know, this $40,000 paycheck from China and, you know, the sophistication of this wrangling and how Joe Biden up to now has been able to get away with this. Explain to our audience, you know, the ramifications. I mean, in this case, we're talking $40,000, which is nothing. I mean, it's, in political terms, you know, that's lunch money. But the deal is that what you start doing with that $40,000 paycheck is you start adding zeros, and then it starts amounting to something, right?
Right, and the left have been tiring themselves out by saying that there are no details. Like, give us details on this. Give us some evidence. Well, here are the details of how this worked. This comes from the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, from Chairman Comer from Kentucky, he's a representative from Kentucky. Here's how it worked. So the money trail begins in July 2017 when Hunter Biden demanded payment from his Chinese Communist Party linked associate. On July 30th, 2017, Hunter Biden sent a message to Raymond Zhao, a CEFC associate, demanding a $10 million capital payment and claimed that his father, Joe Biden, was sitting in the room. We all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So CEFC is it's a Chinese energy company linked to the Chinese Communist Party. The Bidens then began working with CEFC when Joe Biden was vice president. Then on August 8, 2017, Northern International Capital, a Chinese company affiliated with CEFC, sent $5 million to Hudson West, a joint venture established by Hunter Biden and CEFC, a CEFC associate. That same day, Hudson West sent $400,000 to Owasco, an entity owned by and controlled by Hunter Biden. Then on August 14th, 2017, Hunter Biden wired $150,000 to Lion Hall Group, a company owned by President Biden's brother, James,
and
sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. Then on August 28th, 2017, Sarah Biden withdrew $50,000 in cash from Lion Hall Group, and later that same day, she deposited it in her and James Biden's personal checking account. And then on September 3rd, 2017, Sarah Biden cut a check to Joe Biden for $40,000 for a, quote, loan payment. And you can see a facsimile of this check on the House Oversight and Accountability website. But that's how this works. The money starts in China.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through these shell companies owned by different members of the Biden family.
And uh-huh.
ultimately makes its way to Joe Biden. And by the way, these are just the ones that we know of. I mean, $40,000 coming from ostensibly one of our greatest enemies right now, China. And by the way, they're getting really cozy with Russia. So that's like an axis, like superpower. That's enough to indict this guy, Joe Biden. Get him, impeach him, get him out of office.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just what we know of. This
right.
stuff keeps trickling out because they keep finding more stuff, and they get stonewalled everywhere they go. And the mainstream media runs cover, by the way, probably because a lot of these mainstream media companies are either owned by or very tightly connected with China.
Mm-hmm.
But this could, like I say, could you imagine if this were Trump? If China or Russia or Ukraine, let's say it was Ukraine during the time of Trump's tenure, Ukraine wired some money to one of the Trump son's businesses, and then one of the Trump sons then cut a check to Trump. I mean, could you imagine? The media would lose it. They would have
exactly.
lost
yeah.
it.
Right, right. Well, you know, we get that. We understand it's two-tiered or a multiple-tiered system that's taking place. The mainstream media, unfortunately, is abandoned. They're missing in action when it comes to, you know, our First Amendment and their right to exist and why they exist, you know, to hold government officials accountable. But, you know, government has found a way to, you know, bring them into the fold, you know, these editors and newsrooms and these officials of these news companies, they love hanging with power. You know, they love, you know, going on to special lunches and cocktail parties and being with the hoi polloi of the Beltway. And they know that if they offend, you know, the ruling party, then they're going to be on the outside looking in with the rest of the Republicans, right?
Well, yeah, and it's just, as somebody who's in the media, I mean, and you can appreciate this. Like, I'm on New York Times right now, live, and let's see what they have about Biden right now. Because this story, this 40 grand from China, are you kidding me? It's a U.S. president taking bribe money, essentially, because, I mean, and you know, Biden's whole EV and green revolution benefits China.
Exactly.
China's where all the lithium comes from. China's where all the batteries come from. So he's cutting deals with China. Yeah, the U.S. is going to do all this green, and we're going to flip everything to green energy and overhaul our economy, even to the detriment of our economy, to enrich you, China. And then all of a sudden you get money coming in from China. It's like, this should be a journalist's dream. It's so low-hanging fruit. And look at the New York Times. Mm-hmm. The only thing they have about Biden on his website is Biden can't stop immigration. Time to embrace it. Are you kidding me? That's absurd.
Well, he's, you know, he's been able, with all the noise that's happening, you know, in a sense, the Israel-Hamas war is the gift to Joe Biden and his family right now because, you know, that has been the focus. And, you know, fortunately, the House continues to do their great work, which they started and said they're going to, you know, do the investigations and they're following up on them. And thank God for that. But, you know, again, this is the thing on behalf of the American people. We've got to get this corruption out of government. And if it's happening at the head, John, how deep does this corruption go?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a scary thing because you say, oh, well, the president, you know, he's made these policies. He's done these things that is, you know, that have enriched our enemies. Well, you know, how many other votes have been bought and sold? And congressmen and senators have been bought and sold. And, you know, Trevor Loudon and his exposés about, you know, the government officials that are card carrying Democrat socialists. These are people that hate America. They hate the ideal. They hate the idea of America and feel like we're undeserving of any of the prosperity as a result of the hard work and merit that we've put in. I mean, this is what has been the biggest blessing that God has given the world, has been this this freedom canvas, so to speak, where you could be all you could be. And then, and unfortunately, you get political forces that come in and say, oh, John, you know, I know you want to be all you can be, but we need to tax you. We got to regulate you. You know, you're just getting too big. You know, but some people are able to get around it. You know, because they've just made so much money, and maybe Bezos and, you know, Gates and all the uber wealthy of the world who are, you know, these billionaires, maybe they've just gotten to the point where they're just, you know, they've got enough money and wherewithal to pay off these politicians and the government to where, you know, they can continue to make, you know, make money at the level that they've been. But sooner or later, you know, when you start being successful, it's like, you know, this is the thing that's so crazy about AI with what they're proposing to do, John. They're in a sense, you know, aborting the AI baby before it comes to fruition because they're, you know, just piling on, you know, regulations on it. To somehow put their fingerprints all over, and they're going to retard the development of this this potential, you know, life-changing idea.
Yeah, I just get so frustrated with these mainstream news agencies and these quote-unquote journalists. It's like, do your job. This is
right.
So easy. It's like the stories write themselves, and you're here complaining about Trump's son. It's absurd.
Well, fortunately, your generation, John, and others are growing in wisdom, and they're realizing and decoupling, you know, from the mainstream media, and they're relying on other sources to get their information. And, you know, it's the future of our country, without a doubt. John Fleetwood, thank you, sir. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder and number 2 money donor to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election, Sam Bankman-Fried, on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy.
The month-long trial featured nearly 20 witnesses. Bankman-Fried potentially faces over 100 years in prison. The trial, initially projected to extend until Thanksgiving, concluded rapidly, with jurors reaching a verdict in just over 4 hours. I'm Dave Collins.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're on standby, connecting with the Middle East Bureau Chief with CBN News in Jerusalem, Chris Mitchell, back with us to give us an end-of-week summary of what's going on. Of course, what we're hearing out of D.C. is that Joe Biden and Blinken and company are trying to put pressure upon Israel's team to, for the sake of a humanitarian pause in the fighting. I don't know about you, but I'm weary. I'm not confident that our president should have much to do with the strategy that Israel needs to needs to execute on behalf of their own peace and freedom for their own people. And I get it. War is not fun. It's ugly. And then you add the mix. It's interesting, when you look at the dichotomy here and the comparison between the Ukraine war, Ukraine-Russia war, and what's going on with Israel and Hamas. I mean, I don't know that Russia, in the reporting and everything, I don't know that Russia came in and just started slaughtering innocents. There's probably some incidences of that. I know there's been some accusations. But, I didn't see where Putin was, publishing on social media, hours of footage of how Ukrainians' heads had been lopped off or, babies had been killed in mothers' wombs and on and on. And also the thing to consider here, and Victor Davis Hanson pointed out, is that you have a combined total death count in Ukraine and Russia of 800,000 people there that have died in that war. Okay? And it's interesting how that's being handled. Okay, quite a bit different than when you consider what's going on in Israel with Hamas. It's like, and we knew this was going to happen. We anticipated that the anti-Semites would come out and they would reverse the narrative. And man, they did it quick. And you can thank the New York Times, because the New York Times really helped out. They were that added propulsion of this narrative with that that false statement about the bombing of the hospital there in Gaza, as you'll recall. And man, that just jettisoned everything. And then for them to come back afterwards and, well, yeah, we made a mistake. Made a mistake? No, I mean, you know, this is beyond just a mistake. This is huge what they did. We had a president going over to the Middle East to meet with the Arab nations to say, okay, what can we do? You know, let's strategize. Let's kind of work this stuff out. Where are you in all this stuff? You know, are you really for peace? And, you know, kind of work out some of those details. And I may be giving Joe Biden more credit than he deserves, but nonetheless, I mean, he was heading over there. Let's give him a shot. Well, you know, before he even gets in the batting box, they take his legs out from underneath him. They, the New York Times, with this stupid story. I mean, and the answer, and I say the reason is stupid, is they ask him, so where did you get this information? Oh, we got it from Hamas. Did you vet it? No, we just believed him. Oh, really? I mean, the initial details that came out, you know, right away, we said, well, wait a minute. What was the trajectory of the missile? Well, the trajectory was from, you know, was from south to north. Well, Israel is on the north. If the trajectory of the missile would go anywhere, it would go north to south, not the other way around. I mean, just that one understanding would tell you that, wait a minute, there's more to look at here. But no, not the geniuses, not the elites of the New York Times and all these people that think they know so much better than everybody else. You know, they suspend their own intelligence because of their own bias and this anti-Semitism. And this is the thing. I mean, you know, Lori Cardoza Moore, who's been on with us many times, and I've known her dearly, and her organization, PGATN, you know, they've just been on a constant mission to, you know, keep this in the light, that anti-Semitism and the whole, you know, BDS movement and everything against Israel, that it was real and this is happening. And now we see it. It's like, you know, in a sense, this is what COVID did to the educational system. What happened, Hamas did, is without even realizing, they pulled back the curtain on all this stuff that's going on, this anti-Semitism. And here it is. It's widespread in America. It's through our institutions, our universities. We, you know, as Liz Peek said, you know, we've got university presidents who don't even have the backbone to hold their kids in check, to be some sort of moral agent in all this stuff. I mean, because the fact of the matter is that you've got to know the difference between good and evil. I was reading this morning in the book of Hebrews in the 5th chapter, you know, in the final verse of verse 14, it talks about, you know, having the maturity in such that you would be mature enough to understand the difference between good and evil. So you have to have a level of maturity. If you don't have any maturity, then you don't know the difference between good and evil. And that's what's going on, is we've got these young kids on these campuses that are living off of milk. They're not living off of solid food. They're still babies, you know, eating baby food. And that's why they're so easily persuaded, because they're ignorant. They just don't know any better. They lack maturity. And so where is the leadership? Where are the professors and the university presidents who supposedly, you know, have so much more experience? Where are they to deposit, you know, some sense of morality of what's going? No, they're so afraid that, as Victor Davis Hanson said, you've got the inmates running the asylum here. The crazy people are running the joint. I mean, this is what's going on, and this is so dangerous. And again, like we were talking with Liz this morning, Liz Peek, is that, you know, we're not that far away. I mean, can you imagine something that happened and you see the, you know, footage? You've just seen parts of it. You haven't seen the real thing. You know, and DeRoy Murdoch talked about that he was, in one sense, privileged, I guess you could say, he was part of a privileged few of the media to be able to go in and see this raw footage that Hamas, and this is from Hamas. They took videos of it. They had their little cameras that they were out there. They were all proud of themselves, killing Jews, knocking their heads off, raping women, dragging them in the streets. That's barbaric. That is evil. And I don't, and it's hard for me to get my brain around and trying to have compassion, for the Palestinians. I have compassion for them as fellow human beings, but I'm saying, look, you need to grow up. And particularly the Palestinians and there in the Gaza, they elected Hamas. They chose to stay there under that ruling class. And here they are facing annihilation. And meanwhile, the other deal is, it's just on the other side of the border. Do you realize? What is it? About 30% or 20? What was it? In the government of Israel, 21% of the makeup of the government, of the leaders of Israel there, are Palestinians. And they're involved in the Israeli government. 21%. Okay? And so that should say something as an example to other Palestinians that, and of course, you have anecdotal stories of, Arabs who say, like we've been saying, they feel more comfortable in Jewish-controlled areas than they do in their own areas where the Arabs are in control. Whether it be the West Bank and otherwise. But here you've got Palestinians who've realized that it's better for them to be a part of the solution and not to add to some crazy problem and issue that's going on here. And they're part of the Israeli government. That says a lot, and that's something that the media is not reporting on. And for these Palestinians that have made a choice between good and evil, I pray, and they're talking about having a National Day of Prayer in Israel. I hope that happens on Monday, and we should join with them for the National Day of Prayer for peace for all concerned here. But again, it's first of all, you've got to understand there's a difference between good and evil.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I promise we're not going to talk about the Biden family. We're going to talk about, take a little bit of a breather here on Israel, other than I will tell you, yes, continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, okay? I am Bill Martinez, Paul Ace. He is the plugged-in senior associate editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com, and he's with us now. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you? Things with you?
Hey, doing wonderful. I thought, well, you know, I always love having you on because it's a bit of a respite. We've been hitting, we need this. You know, sometimes you got to take a breath because you can be so intense about the news of the day. I know even my kids sometimes, Dad, you know, here, have some medication.
It is a hard, complicated world out there, right? And sometimes you just need to sit down, watch a movie, watch a TV show. Forget about it for a little bit.
Well, and there's a reason. I mean, amusement means without your mind, right? And sometimes we just need to set our minds aside, be amused, and it's okay. Take a breath. And so, anyway, I thank you for allowing me and our audience to take a breath so we can talk about, you know, what's going on in the movie world and what's happening in the, you know, entertainment culture.
Yeah, and there's plenty going on. There always is. I know that the world is still kind of shaken up by Matthew Perry's death. That was a really difficult thing for a lot of old Friends fans, and that can be a very difficult thing. But there are.
But I will say this though. Since you brought up Matthew Perry, I think you know what happens sometimes. You know, in death, sadly, you find out more about a person and what they're doing, because, you know, you don't know. I mean, you know Matthew Perry on the screen. You see him occasionally. I think the one reunion interview they did, it was very sad. He was obviously dealing with issues. He just seemed he just wasn't there. He was very fuzzy and cloudy, and it left people wondering. And of course, the media reported on it, and then they bring up the drug issues and his addiction. But you know, now you're hearing from the people that really knew him, that played pickleball with him, and knew him as a person who was he had a heart to help people who were in a similar situation. That he would literally give them, you know, the shirt off his back if they were saying, hey, look, I've got an addiction problem. Can you help me? I mean, here's this movie star guy who's been very accomplished would set aside his agenda and his celebrity for the sake of a fellow humanoid that finds themselves in a similar condition, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you talk about how we learn more about these people after they sadly pass, That's really true. I've learned so much more about Matthew Perry and kind of that caring attitude that you're talking about. I also learned that he had a relationship with God. He had some really powerful encounters with God. And he prayed. He knew that when he was at his rock bottom worst, he prayed, and he felt this sense of salvation. He even said, I read a quote from him in a news piece that said, you know, I knew that I was saved that day. I knew that I was saved for all the days thereafter. And for those of us who mourn his passing, and it was certainly far too young.
No, 54 years old. Yeah, exactly.
54 years old. But I guess it gives us a little bit of peace, knowing that he was a real person and that he struggled with a lot of the things that a lot of us do.
Exactly.
And he still had the hope that a lot of us do, too. And I think that that's kind of encouraging in a way.
Well, exactly. And for him to be that vulnerable and transparent to say, here, you know, I know that something changed, but like anything, you know, when Jesus healed, you know, somebody who was ailing from whatever it was, he said, go forth and sin no more. Well, but, you know, there is the struggle. Yes, you have an understanding. OK, there's new beginnings. But it doesn't mean necessarily, Paul, and I hope I'm saying this in a theological sense that doesn't violate, you know, sound doctrine here. But you work through this, and it doesn't mean that all of a sudden it's just going to be a wonderful life, that some magic, well, you're working, you're going to have dark periods. I mean, when you have, you know, Mother Teresa, for example, and all the great things that she did, you know, one of the things she didn't want people to know about was the dark periods of her life where she just questioned, you know, Jesus, where are you? You know, questioning her faith and that sort of, and you know, and I think we need to talk more about that as we walk through our faith, is that not everything is, you know, praise the Lord, you know, and hallelujah, it's all, you know, it's all good and all that kind of stuff, is that, you know, there's real experiences, and I got to think that, you know, Matthew Perry, like others, and like all of us, have had those real moments with God where we say, well, God, this isn't, you know, something that I specifically learned in Sunday school, but I got to be real, and I got to tell you, God, if you're there, this hurts, this sucks. You know, I mean, this really hurts a lot, and I don't get it, and I've surrendered my life to you. I've done everything I can do. I mean, the guy spent $9 million, it was estimated, you know, for his sobriety. This is how, this guy, I mean, you hear his story, and he's like the woman with the issue of blood, right?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. It when I think about his story, it hits me a little bit personally. Actually, I've never had any obviously drug abuse problems, anything like that, but I have dealt with anxiety and depression. I'm not sure if we've talked about that on this show.
Yes, we have before, but that's fine. Yes, exactly. We need to talk about it. Go ahead and touch on it.
But when we are Christians, what you say is absolutely right. When we are Christians, it doesn't mean that everything is fixed. We deal with things every single day of our lives, and sometimes we have to press into, as Christians, what we know to be true, instead of what we feel in that moment, because our feelings can lie. Self-medication will obviously lie to you. You know, you can drink, you can use substances that make you feel temporarily better, but they don't. And you just need to press into the truth that you know, even if you can't see it in that particular moment.
Well, and I think this is why God reminded me the other day in my morning devotion, you know, he said, you got to think better, you got to do better, you got to be better. And what you're saying, Paul, it does start out with the thoughts. I mean, this is part of our, you know, in Ephesians, we're equipped with the full armor of God. You got the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart that the enemy throws at us. That those fiery darts are the thoughts that come at us. That you have to have the discernment to understand, okay, is that a good thought or a bad thought? Do I need to block that thought? Is this promoting life or is it promoting death? And again, you know, I was just talking just a moment ago, and I was reading in Hebrews this morning in the fifth chapter and the final verse. It talks about having the level of maturity to where you would know and be discerning of good and evil. And here we are in the world that we're living in right now. People don't understand. I mean, they don't have the maturity to know what good and evil is. And if you think not, all you got to do is look in the streets of America and you see all the assemblage of these young kids and you just go, oh, my God. You know, this is where we are right now. But anyway. But I appreciate you, you know, sharing that with us and, you know, bringing that up because, you know, I want us all to be encouraged by this. Matthew Perry had a good life and he had a hard life. And he said, you know, these are the choices he made. And this is the story of all of us, right? I mean, we're the result of the story of the choices that we've made. And, you know, may he rest in peace and may those of us who remain in the land of the living maintain hope that we will see the goodness of the Lord, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that as we think about it, you know, he made his mark on a show called Friends. And we need to be mindful of that with the friends and family in our own lives who are dealing with things that are very difficult. You know, I think that we have the ability to reach out and to make a difference in people's lives, but we have to sometimes just go a little bit deeper than we sometimes do in some of our friendships to really try to get to know people and to know what they're struggling with and to help them along the way. That's what we're called to do as Christians, right?
Exactly. Well, it's only one, you know, one of two commandments, I mean, which is basically the same, you know, loving God and loving each other. And, you know, so, you know, you're right. You know, we can invest more time and dig a little deeper, care a little bit more. It's okay. We'll just, like I said, just, you know, think, do, and be. We can be a little bit better, okay?
Yep.
And that's the opportunity. Got about a minute and a half left here, real quick, Paul. Let's talk about movies. Why not? Inspector Sun? Oh, by the way.
Inspector Sun, it is a PG movie, it is animated, and it's a murder mystery, which is a little bit odd for a kid's movie. It's about this seven-legged spider named Inspector Sun who is investigating the murder of another insect named Bugsy Spindlethorpe. The main suspect is his new wife, Arabella, who just happens to be a black widow. And black widows, as we know, have reputations for killing their husbands. Inspector Sun wants to dig a little bit deeper. The movie is PG. It deals with some things that you would not expect a PG movie to deal with. It has some sensual asides. The insects drink quite a bit. You deal with a little bit of bathroom humor. Of course, you're dealing with murder. It's sort of a mystery type of murder, so it's not particularly bloody, and this is a sort of fun movie. But
in the midst of it's fun, you got a black widow wants to kill you. All you need is a praying mantis to come in. Because I think praying mantises, right. Don't they eat the heads of their mates and stuff like that? I mean, you can't win here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but the good news is there's no attorneys involved. That's all. Paul Acey, thank you so much for being with us. Take care, buddy. God bless.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.